Hello, thank you for calling the Depo Provera helpline. My name is Harold. May I ask the name of the person you're transferring?
Her name is Swan Tress, SwanTress Jenkins, JenKins.
Perfect.
And you want her phone number?
Is it the 706-330?
Yes, sir.
Perfect. Thank you so much.
All right, I'm going to go ahead and transfer her.
I appreciate
Ms. Jenkins,
it.
You're in good hands. I'm transferring you now.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, ma'am. Take care.
Hello.
You too.
Hello, Swantraz. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing well. I'm doing well. Thank you for asking. My name is Harold, and I'll be able to assist you here further. I do just want to let you know we are on a recorder line for quality assurance purposes. And I do want to ask you, have you found an attorney to help you file the claim?
No, sir.
No. And are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not signed any documents?
Yes.
All righty. And now, are you a resident of the United States?
Yes.
And did you yourself take Depo Provera?
Yeah.
No. Do you know if it was the name brand? Was it a generic version?
From my understanding, it was the name brand.
Name brand. Okay. And how many years
yes,
did
sir.
You take Depo Provera?
Like five.
About five.
Yes.
And were you ever diagnosed with meningioma after taking Depo Provera for at least 1 year?
I was diagnosed, was it after 1 year? 1990. I started it in 1999, though.
Okay, started in 1999. And when were you diagnosed?
2004. Yeah, it was 2004. Yeah. Yeah, and I remember it's 2004.
Gotcha. Okay, so you used it for about 5 years prior to you being diagnosed with meningioma?
Yes, sir.
Okay, alrighty. And what is your date of birth?
May 23rd, 1971.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
And then can you confirm that you've had at least 4 injections in a year?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And then you did use it through 1992 through the present date, so that's good. And could you go ahead and confirm your gender for me?
Female. Please. Female.
I know. You just got to ask nowadays, you know.
Oh, you ain't lying. You better.
And, you spell your name, just to be clear, SwanTress.
Yes.
And your last name, Jenkins.
Yes, sir.
Perfect. Thank you so much. And there, I do have your email address being jenkinswantress@gmail.com. So last name, first name?
Yes.
Okay. And your phone number is 706-330-4040.
Yes.
And then what is your property address?
I live at 506 Springdale Drive, LaGrange, Georgia, 30240.
Perfect. Thank you so much. And what hospital diagnosed you with the meningioma?
At the time, it was called the Medical Center. And that was in Columbus, Georgia. It was 710 Center Street in Columbus, Georgia. So it was the medical center at that time.
Let's see. Does it have a different name now?
Yeah, it's called the Piedmont. It's called Piedmont Columbus Regional.
Okay.
Midtown or something like that. I'm like, really? Could have kept the medical center.
Let's see here, Midtown, and then that's the one at the 710 Center Drive now?
Yes, sir.
Okay, all righty. And do you remember the doctor who diagnosed you?
The doctor that diagnosed me. Now, my doctor that prescribed me the depot was Dr. Adair.
Adair, Dr. Adair.
Yes.
And did he
Excuse me,
work?
wait a minute.
Did he work out of Piedmont, Columbus?
Yes, sir.
Okay. All righty. Thank you so much for that. And then Adair is a Adare.
ADAR. Yes. No, AR. No E.
No E? Okay. Thank you so much.
Yes.
And have you ever been diagnosed with any prior cancer?
No, sir.
No. Okay. And
No.
do you have your medical records, or would the hospital or would Piedmont Columbus have them?
Piedmont should have them. I don't have them with me, no, ma'am, sir.
Okay, no worries. And now, we do request an emergency contact. God forbid something happens to you. We want to make sure someone in your family receives this money. Who would you want to put down as your emergency contact?
My son.
Okay, son. And his name?
Khalil, Khalil Jenkins.
Okay. And his phone number?
Wait a minute. Let me look it up because
Okay.
I'm
I'm
not good at
the
remembering nothing no more.
same
Let me see. His number is 706-761-5353.
Perfect. Okay. Let me go ahead and verify this information is all correct before I send it over to you and the law firm. And then we also do need the social in order to go ahead and pull the medical records. And so when you're ready.
It's 419-94-4265.
So let me go ahead and verify this information. One second here. Perfect. Okay. And now you would like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the Depo Provera lawsuit, correct?
Yes.
Okay. You are filing this claim for yourself. You are a resident of the United States, and you were diagnosed with a meningioma after taking Depo for at least 1 year. You were diagnosed in 2004, and your date of birth is 5/23/1971. Did that all sound correct to you?
Yes.
Perfect. Now, you did use the name brand Depo. You did use it for at least 1 year. You did have at least four injections in 1 year. You did use it. You started in 1999, stopped in around 2004. You spell your name Swantress, last name Jenkins. Social 419-94-4265. Your email address Jenkins Jenkins Swantress@gmail.com. Your phone
Yes.
number 706-330-4040. Your property address 506 Springdale Drive in LaGrange, Georgia 30240. Then you were seen by Dr. Adair. And then that was at the Piedmont Columbus. He was your prescribing doctor at the Piedmont Columbus Regional Midtown. And that's at the 710 Center Street in Columbus, Georgia. You were not diagnosed with any prior cancers. And then we do have your son, Khalil, here as your emergency contact, 706-761-5353. Did that all sound correct to you?
Yes.
Okay. Let me go ahead and send you over these documents now. Are you familiar with DocuSign?
No.
Okay.
Wait, DocuSign?
Yep,
As a
DocuSign.
document, yes, I'm
Perfect,
sorry.
perfect. No worries, no worries. So you should be receiving that text right about now. It'll go in your email as well as your text messages. So whatever's kind of easier for you to open it up, go ahead and open it up. And then while you do that, let me go ahead and send you information here.
Okay. Let's see.
So I just sent you over two text messages. The first one has the information for the law firm. So the law firm you're working with is Pulaski Law Group. And so they're based out of Texas, Houston, Texas. And then I sent you another one that says, hey, this is Harold King, which is me. Go ahead and save me in your phone. And so how it's kind of going to work, once I get these documents back from you, I'll be able to send them up to the law firm. The law firm will then take a look at them. They'll call you in about 7 business days to iron out any details. And then from that moment on, they'll be able to actually go ahead and request the medical records from the hospital and represent you.
Okay. Harold King, please sign. Go ahead, continue. Okay. Fine. Printed name. Swan Trice Jenkins. Okay. It just keep moving quick. I don't know.
It won't let you, like, sign it. It keeps, like, moving up and down.
Yeah, it's moving, but let me... Okay, wait a minute. Okay. Signature. Sign. Okay. Required sign. We are right here.
So anywhere where you see yellow box, you'd probably just go ahead and click it, and then it'll allow you to sign it.
Okay. Let's see, did I do that? You're done signing.
Perfect. Yep, I just got them. So let me go ahead and get these sent over to the law firm now. And then, like I said, they'll call you in about 7 business days. It'll be within, 7 business days. And then they're going to call you from that 909 number that I sent to you in your text. And, during that phone call, just to iron out any details before they get everything, started for you, okay?
Okay, well, thank you so much.
Of course. Do you have any questions or anything for me before I let you go?
No, I'm just... trying to see what's going to come of this. I don't know.
Okay. I would definitely recommend maybe seeing some of the average payouts that, some people have gone with this. That way you kind of have an idea of, what's been, going on with the payouts and everything like that.
Okay.
Alrighty. But that's my direct line. The 949 number is my direct line, so you can call me, text me whenever, you need to, okay?
Okay. Well, thank you so much.
Of course. You have a blessed rest of your day.
Same to you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.